The budget bill is back from the dead after being killed Tuesday by Senate Democrats, who were pushing for an additional $300 million for Metro Rail extension to Dulles Airport. It was abruptly brought to the floor yesterday for a quick vote. This time, Senate Republicans picked up the one Democratic vote they needed to pass the spending plan, that of Chuck Colgan of Prince William, the longest-serving senator in state history. Governor Bob McDonnell commended Senator Colgan, adding that the budget's passage provides economic certainty to state agencies and local governments.
There are some major improvements in this budget that will benefit all 8 million Virginians. Historic investment in propping up our retirement system and cutting down on unfunded liabilities over $2 billion. Historic new investments in our higher education system to reduce the pressure on tuition so we can cut out this 10-year trend of double-digit tuition increases, over $600 million for K through 12, significant funding for economic development.
McDonnell says while he remains committed to the completion of the Dulles project, he believes costs must be brought under control before additional funding is granted.
What we need to do is to be able to see whether or not additional resources might be available from the Northern Virginia region. And then we've got to fix the governance structure and management of MWA in order to trust them with additional money. They have not seated the board members yet that we appointed over 4 months ago. The fact that Secretary Connaughton was able to find a way to cut out $1 billion of that project, reducing the cost from 3.8 to 2.8, already has saved Northern Virginia commuters immeasurable amounts of money. My goal now is to get a good contract for Phase 2, to get that done on time and on budget. It is absolutely imperative, not just to me, but for the good of the citizens of Virginia who have put forward that $150 million, that there are substantial improvements in the management of that project before new monies are committed.
Democratic Senator Janet Howell of Fairfax responded only briefly but directly.
We're extremely disappointed, but we're more upset with the governor and the Republicans for not funding Phase 2, the most important project in the country. The governor and the House Republicans are saying drop dead Northern Virginia.
Governor McDonnell says he intends to work quickly to make his final round of amendments to the budget in order for the General Assembly to consider them in early May. Also yesterday, the legislature approved 88% of Governor McDonnell's amendments to legislation this session and sustained all of his vetoes. The House and Senate did reject an amendment to the controversial voter ID bill that would have allowed for signature comparisons to a voter's registration in order for their ballot to be counted. Craig Carper, WCVE News, Capitol Square.